Tonight's episode of the Bill Simmons Podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network, brought to you as always by ZipRecruiter. You know it's not smart. Expecting to have a fun drive in LA when it's raining. God, people are dumb here. It's unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it. You honestly wouldn't. You know what else isn't smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Luckily, there's a smart way at ZipRecruiter.com/BS. They find people with the right skills for your job. They actively invite them to apply right now. My listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/BS. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best app for buying and selling tickets to sporting events, concerts, and more. For $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase on any game or sporting event or concert or holiday event or drinking at the dark room with nephew Kyle. Yeah. Oh, that's not eligible yet. Yeah, SeatGeek hasn't put that in. But for everything else, use promo code BS. Download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com. We're brought to you by House of Carbs. That's Joe House's eating podcast. I am on there this week talking about how to gain as much holiday weight as possible, as well as great Korean food and my ideal Italian restaurant. That's happening. I think we're postponing the rewatchables until next week. We just had too many podcasts today. We had like nine Ringer podcasts today. Kyle just broke the chair. So I think that's going to be early next week. We're running the firm. And then new Ringer podcast is called Winging It with Vince Carter, Kent Bazemore, Annie Finberg. That is happening right now. Two Ringer podcasts were selected by Apple as two of their best of 2018. One of them I am on, the Rewatchables, which I love very dearly. I like the Rewatchables more than this podcast, which has my name in it somehow. It's become my mistress. But now my heart's with the mistress. That's not true. I love this one too. I don't want you to think that. I love you both. So anyway, the Rewatchables one, and then the Dave Chang Show. That one won as well, and for Apple's Best of 2018. So thanks for spreading the word for that one. But honestly, we had a bunch of podcasts this year that I thought could have qualified for that. We had an awesome year at the Ringer Podcast Network. Coming up, we're going to do some NFL picks, and then a long conversation with director Jason Reitman about his new movie, The Front Runner, and just movies in general, and sports movies, and a whole bunch of stuff. He came on the BS Report a few times back in the day, and is one of my favorite guests to talk movies with. So that is all coming up. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, last week, the million-dollar picks finally took a hit. It happened because of the Bears of Chicago, who could not finish off the Giants of New York. They gave up a long pass to Odell Beckham. They tied the game late, went into OT. They were favored in the live betting. They still somehow blew it. So anyway, I lost $1.78 million last week. The good news is I'm still up over $5 million. I'm up $5.02 million, Joe House. And I have some more good news. I love this week's slate, and I'm winning money. Last week, I didn't like it, and if I learned a lesson last week, it was this. Just stay away. If you don't like the slate, just stay away. Hold on to your $6.8 million nest egg. Don't mess around. I do like this week. House, do you like this week? You just checked out the slate.
Yeah, there are a bunch of tasty morsels here. Last week was a classic, you know, the dogs had their day.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was coming. You and I were together right around the Thanksgiving slate, and I thought the dogs were coming on in connection with the Thanksgiving slate. That didn't play up. Dogs 10-6 last week, and I'm with you. When you're a multimillionaire like you are, Bill Simmons, sometimes it's okay to just sit and let the interest churn along.
Right. I should have just let the interest on the 6.78.
Compound the interest, bro.
I love the underdogs this week as well, and we're going to get to them. We're in the same picks pool. I did the picks. I think I picked like 13 underdogs out of the 16. It just really feels like an underdoggy kind of week, but that's not where I'm going with the tees. I'm winning $1 million on this tease. I'm putting $1.1 million to win $1 million. Or do you think I should up it a little, Kyle? What do you think? Should I get a little frisky?
It's the holidays. Yeah, we got some Christmas
gifts.
Up it
a little bit. You know what? I'm going to up it a little bit, Joe House. Let's do, let's go 1 point. We'll do 1.33 to win 1.2. How does that work? How do I win $1.2 million? 1.32 to win $1.2 million. on this tease, the first piece, the New England Patriots, they're only laying 7.5. I'm going to tease them down to 1.5, and here's why. Miami is 6-6 this year. First of all, do you want to live in a world where Miami is 7-6, House? Does that make any sense to you? Does that world make sense?
Well, not only does it not make sense, but I wonder if you have some of the stats that I've looked at in connection with the Dolphins' offense last week.
I do. Well, I'm going to throw this at you. They have six wins this year. They've beaten the Jets twice. Congratulations. They beat Tennessee in week one during a 6-hour weather delay. That was just bizarre. They beat John Gruden's Oakland Raiders. They barely beat Buffalo last week. And if you watch that game, Josh Allen, if his pass had gone one more yard, they win the game. And then they beat the Bears in OT, which is their one big win. But I watched that game. I had money on the Bears. And Trubisky threw a touchdown and put them up 14, got called back on a penalty, threw a pick the next play. It was one of the dumbest games I've ever lost money on. My point is Miami's not good. They have played three potential playoff teams. The Bears were one. They got smoked by the Patriots. They got smoked by Houston. They are 21st in DVOA. New England is 8th. The only real case for them is that for whatever reason, Tom Brady has been mediocre in Miami. He is 7-8 in his career. He's actually 7-9, but there was one game where it was like week 17. They took him out after a quarter. I don't count that one. But he's basically been a 500 QB there. It is going to be a little humid. I just think Miami's terrible. I would be shocked if New England didn't jump at the chance to clinch the AFC East, to knock them around a little bit. I like the way they looked last week. As you know, I don't think they're the greatest team. But they do have the weapons are healthy. They're getting a pass rush now. Everyone's on the same page. The coaching has been spectacular. The only fear I have with this one is that Pittsburgh is looming in a week. And I wonder if they do the Milton Berle here and just pull out just enough to win, which I hate when they do that. What do you think, House?
Well, with 1.5 points, that is just enough to win. That's literally just enough to win.
Yes.
I have two stats for you related to Miami's offensive performance last week, which was truly offensive. How many third down conversions do you believe the Miami Dolphins achieved last week in their victory over the Bills?
How many?
The answer is 2. They had let's play an over-under game.
Yeah.
Let's set the over-under at 185 yards for the Dolphins in total offensive yards gained from line of scrimmage. If I told you the over-under is 185, what would you take?
Oh, God. Over.
Well, you would be wrong. They amassed 175 yards total. That Miami offense I'm at a loss for an adjective for how bad it is.
How about putrid?
I love the Patriots in this position. Putrid is great.
Here's where I would go with Miami. Fantasy playoffs are this week. What Miami Dolphin is starting on your fantasy team in the fantasy league playoffs? Here's the answer. None of them. They are 22nd offensively in DVOA and 22nd defensively in DVOA. They're a below average team. They're 5th in special teams in DVOA, but that's fine. The Patriots have great special teams. I'm not worried about this one. Pats win by 3 or more. I'm putting them with the Chiefs of Kansas City.
Oh, this is interesting.
The Chiefs are laying 6.5 to the Ravens.
Yes.
They're home. They've had a week to shake off the abominable Kareem Hunt fiasco. To me, this comes down to a word that I like to use called math. I don't know if you've heard that word, House. Math.
Math. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, sometimes I like to look at numbers. I'm known to do that. And people like to look at advanced metrics. And I can give you the advanced metric case. Like the Chiefs are number one in DVOA. They're a very good football team. They need this football game. They don't have a lot of margin for error. They're home. But this comes down to math for me. Here they are, their last 8 games. Here's the amount of points they've scored. 30, 45, 40, 30, 37. 26, 51, 40. It's their last 8 games. Here's Baltimore in their last 8 games. 9, 21, 23, 21, 16, 21, 34, 26. I don't know if you noticed, House, but the numbers in the Chiefs column were consistently higher than the numbers in the Ravens column.
Higher. Okay. I'm with you.
Higher. They can score more points than the Ravens. Now, here's another thing about the Ravens. The Lamar Jackson thing is adorable. It really is. It's adorable. I'm rooting for him. I think he's competent. He's giving them a little identity. He's giving them a little fire. He's not Joe Flacco's corpse. I get all of it. They're three big wins with Lamar. They beat the Bengals by three. The Bengals have no players left. The Bengals are just the entire team's on IR. Yeah, everyone's on IR except for Joe Mixon.
They beat I don't believe the Bengals are going to win another game this season, unfortunately.
They're not. And they hired Hugh Jackson. They beat Oakland by 17. Congratulations on that one. Congrats. Congrats, Baltimore. And then last week beat Atlanta by 10 in a game in Atlanta. In a game that I actually felt like, if you watched it, like Lamar missed some throws. Atlanta is not good defensively, and Atlanta, Baltimore's defense was able to handle them enough and the whole thing. But I'm just not convinced Baltimore is the kind of team that can put up the 30 plus that they need. Lamar on the road. We have 3 weeks of tape with Lamar. They don't necessarily need this game. To throw away this game, they're 7-6, but they still have the last three, Tampa at the Chargers, home for Cleveland. It's a must win, but it's not a must win. And it's actually a must win for the Chiefs. I think they need to get their shit together. They barely won last week against the Raiders. The Raiders were like really in that game and moving the ball. And the Chiefs now, they're 10-2. The Chargers are kind of lingering. They're a week away. They still have to play at Seattle. They need the win. I think they win by a point, right? They're not going to lose to Baltimore in Arrowhead. What do you think, House?
Well, that's exactly right. Now, you're teasing them down from 6.5 all the way down to just a half a point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, win by a point.
So you just need them to win. And the only thing that would be a cause for concern, a reason to tap the brakes, would be trying to play Kansas City at the number. But you're not doing that. You're taking them down in this tease. The reason for concern, the Chiefs are 32nd in the NFL in rush defense. They allow more than 5 yards per attempt.
It's not great.
And the Ravens are going to rush the ball the way they have the past 3 weeks, averaging over 200 yards on the ground each week.
I don't like that much.
The effect of that for the purposes of Kansas City, Kansas City's offense going up against the Baltimore defense, which is very good. There's a ball control kind of thing for Baltimore.
I get it. It's the Giants-Pats Super Bowl recipe. The Ravens are basically going to try to keep the Chiefs' defense on the field. And I would actually believe in this, and I would think they would run the ball down their throats, but the Chiefs are actually going to be ready for that. They're going to make Lamar Jackson have to make plays, and I just don't think he's quite ready yet. I don't think he's ready. They're going to be like, fine, you're not running the ball. Make some plays. And by the way, if you make some plays, we'll just get the ball back and we'll score. And now you have to make plays again. They're not going to let them run. They're going to stack it. And I just think they win by at least three. I don't think they lose to Lamar Jackson.
For Kansas City to be the perfect tease candidate, and you have put them into the perfect tease with the New England Patriots. I can't wait to convey on the Twitter on Sunday afternoon. Yep. My multi-millionaire friend Bill Simmons has put another 1.3 million into the kitty.
You know what? I'm going to tone it back though, because you scared me with the Ravens running game. There is a Super Bowl. I'm gonna cut it back to 1.1 to win a million. I'm just gonna win an even million.
1.1 to win a million. Yeah, just right down the middle. Million.
All right. Sure. So there we go. Chiefs, Pats, tease. All right. There's a bunch of underdogs I like, and I'm going to do something a little wacky. You're going to like
you?
This. Yeah. The Seahawks are playing on Monday night. The Seahawks are now celebrating their sixth straight year where they've won at least 7 games from week 3 to week 12. How about that stat? They're 7-2-1 this year. Every year, for whatever reason, first 2 weeks, blah. And then from about week 3 on, they round into what they are. They're playing the Vikings. I got a good look at the Vikings last week. Watched every play of that game.
Long look.
I shouldn't say I watched every play of that game, because the motherfuckers at DirecTV went into overtime with Bears Giants, and the Pats, whatever their game, that channel was supposed to switch over to the LA Fox, but the Fox was showing the Bears game. So what do? They just black out the Pats. I missed the opening drive. I missed 7 minutes. It's like, what are you doing? How much money do I have to pay for the package where I can see all the plays of my favorite team? So there's a reason I was telling you this. Oh, yeah. So I watched Minnesota, watched it carefully. Not that good. Just not a very good football team. They really aren't. They have a lot of trouble blocking. I thought their play calling was atrocious. I think they ran the ball 13 times. It actually seemed like they could have run on us. And for whatever reason, they put the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands. The Pats really flustered him. They had him, checking down because they kept disguising the coverages on him. Offensively, it was 10-10. And then the Pats just drove down the field and did whatever they wanted for two straight drives. And I'm just not impressed by them. I don't think they're a playoff team. I think Seattle is a playoff team. So they're minus 170 just to win the game, House. 3.5 to cover. I like the minus 170. I think they pull it out. It's a Monday night.
Seattle money line.
Yeah, I'm going to parlay them with 5 different underdogs. I'm going to do a sprinkling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to do a...
Is this a six-way?
It's... I'm sprinkling them in 5 different small bets, and I'm going to try to go 4-1.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Yeah. I'm going to try to go 4-1. First one, Falcons. This is where your counsel is very important here. I can just do the underdog spreads, and I get plus 197. Seattle minus 170 with any underdog spread I want. So, for instance, Falcons +5 at Green Bay. I really like the Falcons in that game. I think Green Bay, this McCarthy thing has thrown people off the scent of just how terrible Green Bay is. Green Bay's, their entire defense has been decimated. They're down to like their 19th string cornerbacks and safeties. They're a mess.
We haven't been able to see them get any stops. It's true.
They can't get any stops. And offensively, they have like a couple weapons. The line's just too high. I think both of these teams suck. And I'm getting 2 extra points for some reason with the Falcons. I have no idea why. This is like a coin flip game. So I could either take the Falcons +5 and I get that parlay with the Seahawks at plus 197, or I get a little frisky and bet them to win outright. And that is plus 376, House.
Ugh. Wow. I just wouldn't want to be in the position of asking Matty Ice. You know, say they're within a field goal and it's the fourth quarter.
All right, I'm going to do all the spreads then. All right, so this is this is 200 each across the board, plus 197. First one, Falcons +5. I think they can win the game. I also think you're right. I could see them losing by 3.
This is 200,000 each, right?
Yeah, should I do 200 or 250?
It's your money. You're the multimillionaire.
Yeah, I am up 5 billion. All right, I'll do 250 on each one. Nice. Plus 197. Falcons +5, you like that one?
I'm right on the edge. I worry Atlanta last week looked like a team that has given up on the entire season. The same is true.
What did Green Bay look like?
The give ups against the give ups.
Yeah, great. I'll take the 5 points. Next one.
You get the extra couple points. Okay, that's fine.
This is so bad of a bet that I love it. It's my favorite bad bet in like a month and a half, and I have to put money on it. The San Francisco 49ers are home against the Denver Broncos. They're getting 4 points. Denver's best cornerback broke his leg, Chris Harris.
Yes.
Denver traded their second best receiver and their best receiver tore his Achilles in practice this week, Emmanuel Sanders. They're now down to...
I hate when that happens.
They're now down to 2 dudes, one of whom I couldn't believe was picked up in our fantasy, the Ringer Fantasy League, Kyle. Cortland Sutton or Courtney Sutton.
Sounds like an actor. You sure?
Yeah. He was already picked up somehow. And then the other guy, I didn't even know it was a real football player until Sunday. So they have no real receivers. They really have Philip Lindsay, and that's about it, making the Rookie of the Year run. The Niners are terrible, but... I don't know. Everybody has Denver in the playoffs. Please talk me out of this house. I'm perfectly willing to jump off this, but Denver just losing three kind of above average starters on top of the fact that it was a little bit of smoke and mirrors anyway. I don't know how they're favored by four on the road against basically anybody. Explain this to me.
Well, I don't have a theory for you as to how they're favored, although what's the compelling rationale for San Francisco? How San Francisco keep this game close? Let me flip it on you.
Well, their quarterback threw for over 400 yards last week. Now, granted, a lot of garbage time, but they can at least move the ball a little, I guess, would be the thing. So even if you know, they're down late, they're 31st in DVOA. Here's the case against it, and here's why I'm happy to back off. They're in kind of an arms race now for the number one pick with the Raiders. Every loss counts, House. Does this
Do
stay
we
away?
Think that there's a transcendent talent at number one of
no,
the NFL draft this upcoming? Okay, so the one or the two are both fine.
Yeah, so I looked at their schedule, and they're not going to win their last three. And I do feel like, so their last three are basically home for Seattle, home for Chicago, at the Rams. They're probably losing all those unless the Rams don't give a shit about week 17. This is their last chance to avoid the ignominious 2-14 finish that has like no silver linings at all. So they go in, they win this one, they feel good, big speech, give George Kittle the game ball, and then you just get annihilated the last three. That'd be the recipe. I'm also perfectly happy to avoid this game. Let's get back to it. I'll hit the other ones.
Go ahead.
Philly in Dallas, plus 165 to win outright. They are straight up. They are plus 3.5. There's so many people on this Dallas bandwagon, House. It is overflowing. It is, Pete, they looked awesome against the Saints. People really seem to feel like they're like a stealth Super Bowl contender. I feel like I've seen this play before, House, when Dallas gets everybody's hopes up and then take nice big fat dump. Now, their defense did look good, but why should I trust the clapper to basically run the slate in 2018? Doesn't this feel like at least a 3-point game? I'm getting a half point.
You're getting the half point. I'm on board with you on this one. This one I like quite a bit. It feels like you're getting some value here. It should be a 2.5 at most Cowboys as favorites. I wouldn't even give them the full three. I think these teams are surprisingly more equal than folks might imagine at first glance. The Eagles run a ton of play action. The Dallas defense is not very good against the play action. They're kind of mediocre. They're 19th or 20th in the league against play action. Cowboys have been below average against tight ends this season. Zach Ertz caught 14 balls the first time they played. Now, he may not catch 14 balls this time around as well, but he's going to be featured quite a bit in this one. And I also think that first matchup between the Eagles and Dallas won the game with really like the last drive of the game. The whole game, it was even until they marched right down the field and scored a touchdown and won by seven. I'm absolutely with you on this one. I love the extra half a point here. I think there's some value.
I watched that game Monday night. They'd figured out how to use Golden Tate finally. They figured out there just should be more of a play action team and use the running backs more as pass decoys or screen passes, things like that. Just felt like they found their mojo. And I think the fact that Colt McCoy got hurt and Sanchez came in and was bad in the second half kind of threw people off the scent of the Eagles kind of, I don't know, they didn't look like defending Super Bowl champs, but they looked like the Eagles team we thought of. All right, I'm going to add that.
Plus, they beat the crap out of the Redskins.
So 250 plus 197 for that. The Eagles plus 3.5 with the Seahawks. The next one, the Colts of Indianapolis, coming off an atrocious game against Jacksonville. It happens. They were looking ahead a little bit. They're reading their plus clippings. They're looking ahead to next week again, this big, awesome game they have in Houston. and they just kind of lost. They took their eye off the ball, House. It happens. Now, the line has swung in a way that I feel like is extremely favorable. There's a lot of Houston buzz right now. People are kind of off the Indy scent. Meanwhile, Indy, this is their whole season is this game. If there's ever a kitchen sink, this is it. The plus 4.5, getting the extra half point. You're basically, Houston's got to win by 6 or more. Nobody ever wins by 5. So I feel like this is a toe-to-toe battle. I like Luck in this game. Watson scares me. I've been burned by the Texans 2 weeks in a row, but I think these teams are pretty even. I really do. I respect this Texans team that they have the Hopkins and the pass rush and Watson scary, all that. I respect all of it. But I'm not ready to live in a world where Bill O'Brien wins like 12 straight games. At some point, they're going to have a shit game. And I think it's either this week or there's a hint of it this week. I'm taking the 4.5. I'm going with Andrew Luck, coming off a shutout. Let's see it, Andrew.
I'm with you on this one also. I think there is value here. This one also, I think, is a single score kind of game. I'd be a lot more comfortable with Houston as a 2.5 or three-point favorite. There's value in the extra 1.5. There's a bunch of stat stuff out there with Andrew Luck. You know, it is the rarest of rare occasions that he doesn't throw for a touchdown. He's been on at least throwing for one touchdown for a whole bunch of games. And he has a terrific bounce back number there. There's also a regression thing going on with Houston and this winning streak. At some point, this winning streak is going to come to an end because math favors it. And I think this could be the one. I like this one for you as well.
Houston is not even top 10 in DVOA still. They're 21st offensively. They're 6th defensively. It's just not the type of team that's that should on paper win like 9 or 10 straight games. How many are they up to? Are they up to
9, I think.
Yeah, they were 0-3. Now they're 9-3. And by the way, if they win this one, they got the Jets next week at Philly, home for Jacksonville. And they're not going to win 13 straight games. I believe in Andrew Luck. I just think they had a shit week last week. And if anything, I appreciate it because it knocked the line to a place that I think they're actually good value. Last one, Browns. Home for Carolina, getting points. I like having the home dog. I'm going to probably drop the Niners. And
stay away from the Niners.
I'll stay away from the Niners. You talked me out of that one. Get the Browns plus 2. I actually liked how they played last week. I thought they had they made some dumb turnovers, which happens, and they're a young team. But for the most part, I thought they were kind of hanging around in that game against Houston, and Mayfield ended up with almost 400 yards. Now, some of that was in garbage time. Just in general, it was kind of a bad luck game, you know, where you start out with the dumb interception and just kind of snowballed on them. I still believe in Nick Chubb. I still believe in the talent they have. I like them at home. They won in Atlanta. They beat Atlanta at home a couple weeks ago. They lost to KC at home, and they got killed by KC and the Chargers at home. They beat Baltimore at home though, and they beat the Jets at home. Pittsburgh was a tie at home. They're definitely better at home. So the two teams that whooped them at home are two of the best teams in the league. And on the flip side, Carolina, couple things going on with them. Their defense completely shit the bed the last 4 weeks to the point that they fired the defensive coordinator, I think. And there's some real is Cam Newton hurt stuff going out. Will Brinson wrote a big piece about it, basically making the case he's definitely hurt. His performance has gone in the toilet and he's just not accurate and he's just not playing well. And he was playing great earlier in the season. I don't think he's healthy. I think this Panthers team is done. I think they know that they're not going to make the playoffs. And I kind of like this as like a feel-good win for the Browns. What do you think of this one?
I love it. Carolina Panthers, this is stunning to me. They are now 1-5 on the road with some real crappy teams, with losses to some really crappy teams along the way there. I don't have any explanation other than what you just offered for Cam's really horrible performance. He stinks for 3 consecutive weeks now. And, you know, it's funny, early in the season, they look like a not only a division contender in that, you know, what we thought might be a stacked division with the Saints and at least the Falcons on paper. They look pretty damn good. They were, didn't they start off 4-1?
Yeah. Well, they were 6-2, actually. They beat Tampa in week 9. They put up 36 in week 8, and they put up 42 in week 9. They put up 36 on Baltimore, by the way. And then it cratered. They lost it. They got killed in the Thursday night game. And I watched that game, and I actually thought Cam got hurt in that game. I thought that game in general was a very unfair punishing game to them because –